Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the cold, old wooden shack, this is Night Owls Radio with your hostess, Miss X.
To talk live, call 646-595-2577.
Turn off all the lights now. As you know, the show can only be heard in the dark. For every day is Halloween. '27 version of Toccata and Fugue from, I believe, the Philadelphia Orchestra. You're going to hear a little bit more of that in just a few seconds. Yes, we fell asleep almost before the show started tonight. Talk live to the host, dial 646-200-646-595-2579. West of the Atlantic, east of the Atlantic, 646-595-2579.
I'm
I bet you never knew the Toccata and Fugue in D minor was that long, and we're not even done yet. My welcome, my little chibbit thrillers. Our show about real zombies. Well, we're all getting zombified and zombified. Yeah! Recorded April 6th, 1927 at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. That, of course, was Johann Sebastian Bach, also known as Miss X's Wedding March, Toccata and Fugue in D minor, restored by Bob Varney. Welcome, welcome, my chillers thrillers. The little talk line is open. Not that anyone's listening live, because we only take live callers. We don't take live callers during this show. Only dead ones. But the guest calling line, you want to be a guest, here's your chance. 646-595-2579. Those of you that know so much about zombies, you think you can teach the mysterious Miss X a thing or two? Dial. You think you can teach me a thing or two? Dial 646-595-2579, where it is so cold. It's so cold. We're getting the show in before the big freeze, the high temperature. Oh, happy Friday the 13th, of course. Do you know that there's going to be more Fridays that fall on the 13th day this calendar year than I think in any other calendar year in recent history? So most of the months, in other words, on your blue and white granite planet, most of the Fridays this year, 2015. It's amazing to say that, 2015, that we're in 2015. I think I'm in 1815, 1915, 2015. Oh, because I'm Dracula's main squeeze. Bram Stoker's Dracula. But anyway, yes, there's going to be more Friday the 13th in 2015 than in maybe forever, and probably a very, very long time. And what are you shaking over there? What am I shaking? Live on the radio. Internet radio, here you go. Ooh, it's got two pink hearts on it and it's red and it's from Valentine's Day candy. So whatever time you're hearing this show, here's a big happy Valentine's Day pink and red kiss from Miss X. That's right, a kiss, and she's still a Miss. A kiss from Miss X. And she's not honest. A kiss from Miss X. A kiss from Miss, but she's not a Miss. Is anything a Miss? We'll find out right now, because I do get ticked off when I hear all you so-called experts down here on this crazy, crazy planet that we share in the year 2015. We are sharing this experience as Miss X turns to greet all of her listeners worldwide. She turns to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. Oh, it's freezing. I don't like living up here in Antarctica. Oh, we're not even going to open this. We're not opening the wooden shack door. Let me in. Yes, let me open it so they can almost feel the cold over the internet. Oh, there's even a noise out here. Oh, in Antarctica. There's a noise here in white Antarctica. It sounds like this. What does that like? The combination of the freezing cold, you know, that the crackling noise when the temperature indoors becomes so warm compared to how cold it is outdoors. So there's this noise like this. Combination of scary, scary, white, cold wind and
that cracking noise. It doesn't sound like this. Do you want me to start singing? No. How dare you not like my singing voice? You'd rather hear about zombies. Okay, you are so... Everybody thinks of this big expert on zombies in recent years. But you don't even know what getting zombified is. You don't even know what real zombies are, do you? You're going by these movies that you saw starting in the 1960s. That's what you're going by. Movies from the 1960s. That's when it all started for the zombies in film and common culture, as I call it. And all the commoners started to think about zombies in a way that is not real. That is not even what real zombies are. That's not it at all. Zombies are not bloody red, dripping blood, eating flesh, flesh-eating dead creatures. It's not it at all. This is why we explore these topics here. Because here, on Night Owls Radio, for all you night owls out there, we, as I've always told you, we're not like the other shows that just talk. We provide solutions here. And the solution is, zombies were created in someone's imagination, in the movies, in a movie director's imagination. They were created as dripping blood and looking disgusting and gross with flesh coming out of their mouths, walking around graveyards and the gray cemeteries at night and gray graveyards. Because here on the Wacky World of Zombies, tonight it is the Wacky World of Zombies. And we're getting zombified tonight for the big chill. Where the high temp is going to be the high temperature here is going to be -7 degrees below zero. That's the high temperature. -20 below zero to -40 below with the wind chills. Now those who have never experienced this, you've never experienced this terrible, dense, white, cold, gray, silvery air. First of all, be very thankful. We can't stand you! That's first of all. Number two, lucky you that you never had to experience it. Number three, this cold weather is enough to make me put my arms out in front of you and get a frozen expression on your face like a zombie. That's another misnomer about zombies. If they put their arms out in front, we see them staggering around with a frozen expression on their face, doing whatever you bid them to do, doing someone else's bidding. And then, of course, in recent years, for reasons unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to Miss X, there have sprung up, there have sprung up all these zombie walks, different parts of the world. Humans have gotten into being zombies. Again, the humans are going by the stereotypical movie version of zombies, which is not, I reiterate, not what zombies are at all. Not at all. That is not what zombies are made of. What are zombies made of? First of all, we'll get to that in a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. Because first of all, it is time, and oh, we haven't done this in so long that we have to get three stories in. It's been so long. What do I hold here in my little hand? Last wacky story of the week for the night. Blackbeard's ship. Oh, the history of the wacky world called planet Earth that we live in. Blackbeard existed, not Bluebeard. See? Got confused again before the show started tonight during the research, didn't you? Bluebeard is a fictional character. Blackbeard, Mr. Blackbeard himself, however, was apparently real. And Blackbeard's ship recently found, and what was found on it was not quite treasures. Blackbeard's ship had syringes of medical supply found on board. Among them, mortar and pestle. Apparently, Blackbeard captured doctors and kept them on board. Because in those days, of course, you were all involved with bloodletting when you were ill and different illnesses. Oh, you know, all the things that can happen when you're sailing around this planet of ours. This is what we do on the show. We try to give you explanations for the weird things that occur in this group experience that we are having on planet Earth. So they find syringes on Blackbeard's ship. You were hoping for maybe blue jewels, maybe some emeralds. What is the jewel that is green? Isn't there one that's green? Don't even tell me about this next wacky story of the week. I don't know which one is more disgusting, the second wacky story or the third. The baby born pregnant story. I don't even want to get it. Ew, it was so disgusting. I don't even really want to, but you're forcing me to. You're up maybe late at night listening to this because nobody's listening live, of course. But there was a baby born pregnant in Hong Kong. First of all, again, not born pregnant. I really wish that the news stories would not print to sensationalize a story. A baby cannot be pregnant. What happened was there were possibly triplets, and some, quote, strange things happen when the human fetus, which is us, fetus is being formed. And the fetuses, that's plural, fetuses, of which there may have been three siblings, the baby siblings somehow started growing in the fetus, inside the baby girl that was born in the fetus. So during the fetus formation, her siblings, the baby siblings, the baby which was born siblings, started growing inside by the liver and the kidney. So the kidney, when the baby was born, the siblings' remains were still found inside the body. And I didn't even finish reading the rest of the story, so I don't know. What? Give me this piece of paper. I don't know what happened with the rest of it, and I don't think I want to know what happened. The little animal in the can of tuna, if you want to call it an animal, is our third wacky story of the week, just so I can catch up on all these. It's been like years since we've done a wacky story of the week on The Wacky World of. That's the whole point of the title of the show, isn't it? This is an animal. What is it, an amoeba? A life form. Oh, the strange life forms that appear strange to us from our perspective, anyway, on the planet Earth. Here's an example. Here's another example of an animal that appears strange to us because we're looking at it from only a certain point of view as humans. And maybe our point of view is skewed, and maybe when your time on this planet is done, your brain will be transformed into realizing that those creatures with the big eyes that you thought were so weird looking really thought that you were the weird ones and you were weird looking. And that maybe it's our perception that is off. So this little animal, woman opens up a can of tuna and she sees something in there with big black eyes. A little animal in the can of tuna. Yeah, I remember Grandpa's sardine. She had a red can of sardines, I understand, they used to open. Of course, that was before my time. Well, this little animal was some sort of a crustacean that either was swallowed by the fish, and so when the tuna was put into the can, the little animal was either growing to the side of the tuna, or living inside of the tuna's mouth. And then it does something, it's called a tongue eater. Ooh, sounds like a horror movie, tongue eater. So we don't know what this little creature was, do they? It wasn't really the tongue eater creature, but it was something that lives inside of the tuna. Yeah, I was just kidding, these are these stories. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. It's so disgusting. But I did come across, I always have to give Sasquatch updates, because you know that this is Babes for Bigfoot here on Night Owls Radio. Sasquatch? What is this? Sasquatch? Playing a golf tournament? No. No, wait. No, wait. That says Saskatchewan. Oh, for a minute there, I thought it said Sasquatch. Too good to be true. Sasquatch playing golf. Too good to be true. Now, for your main story of the night, the big moment that you've all been waiting for. No one's called in to 646-595-2571. Well, the heck with you. We'll get into our main story of the night. Real. Real zombies. Because I'm zombified. Get zombified. Well, that orchestration was Leopold Stokowski at the Philadelphia, by the way, April 6, 1927. We love the 1920s here, original recording. The real world of zombies. Well, you know, you're the experts out there. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to this show. You should have called in tonight. You're such experts on this topic of zombies. Wacky world of topic out of thousands and probably millions of wacky, wacky things that occur on this planet. Well, the zombies, they think, have a Haitian origination. Try saying that. Haitian origination. Fast. Haiti. They developed in Haiti. Criticize man's actions. Not, and I repeat, not to turn you into a zombie. No. That's not how it goes. The concept of zombies began in Haiti and someone in Africa also. Mm-hmm, that's right. Yes, it is. Go in and look it up yourself. Ithaca. Just know it all. The concept of zombies was to criticize man's actions, to punish him for something maybe that he had done. The concept that the dead have a spirit and it roams around like a zombie that stares straight ahead and does your bidding. Well, we already have those. They're called store retail clerks since the 1990s. You already have zombies. People have become zombies. The dead have a spirit. It was zombieism. Nothing to do, as I've already said, nothing to do with eating flesh. With the zombieism, with a frozen expression like a zombie. You said it already. This came about in 1968, the whole concept of zombies eating flesh, circa 1968. They've even had a movie, a Pride and Prejudice zombie movie. I haven't seen it, and you know Miss X probably is not going to see that one. I told you zombies originated also in West Africa and Brazil. And the word, that's where the word first appeared in 1810, I think. That's where you first heard the word zombies, 1810. I saw a photo that came up of Marvel Comics zombie that looked more like the red stone granite man. But maybe that was Stone Man. Was that a Stone Man? Well, you know, you got all these people listening here. This show is for the dateless, the loveless, those without a Valentine this Valentine's Day. Let me be your Valentine here in the dungeon. We'll go down to the dungeon with the little red and pink streamers. Even a red and pink-shaped heart. That'll be your little Valentine. So we do the show for the dateless, the lonely, anybody lonely out there, anybody sad listening to the show, I love you. We love you all. We don't want you brought into a trance zombie-like state. As it was said, happened to zombies as abuse after death. The concept that you would be abused after death and punished by being brought into this trance-like state. No, I don't like the sound of that, but that's what it was. I was going to say that since the dateless and lonely might probably know a lot more about Marvel Comics than I haven't known about since I was 7 years old. Even then I wasn't into Marvel Comics. So maybe you know what this red stone man is. He's on the front here with the zombies. I don't see a zombie here in the comics. Here in the comics. Here on the page of the comics. In the comic world. But I'm probably missing something again. I almost could just picture the white mummy went by, though. We do think that the mummy went by on the comics, but not that. So you could turn humans into zombies by using a toxin, so they thought. They thought that there was this toxin found in pufferfish that would make humans turn into zombies. Oh, that's just another natural oddity of Earth, as we do the natural and the supernatural here on Night Owls Radio. And a lot of times, you know, the natural oddities that you find on this planet are a lot stranger than the supernatural. It's really quite the reverse. Things that you consider to be supernatural off in the gray realm are really quite natural once you think about them. Once you think outside your little zone, don't zone out tonight. We see zombies. You know, they're leaving the grave, walking in a trance and falling. So they leave their grave, they walk in a trance, and they fall. This could be attributed to the ancient use of the toxin powder that I mentioned was found in things like pufferfish. It was a way of, I believe, keeping people from waking in the grave. Waking in the grave, oh God. Oh, but you know, it says you can get rid of being a zombie if they see the ocean. So if they see the ocean, they're no longer a zombie. Oh, Miss X can relate. Because when I see the ocean, I become animated and aware also. And apparently so do zombies. Ah, can you hear the ocean now? Gentle waves going in and out. Listen to that surf foaming up. Make some zombies become animated and aware. I bet you didn't know that about zombies, did you? A lot of people have turned this zombie thing into something just disgusting. In my opinion, the zombie walks, a lot of the zombies as they appear in film, modern films, especially today, that you humans do, it's just disgusting. Red blood over a white wedding dress and train. That's not cute. It's disgusting. It has nothing to do with being a true zombie. It has nothing to do with zombieism or the origins of zombieism. Why, they've even just recently found in Ireland 2 8th century skeletons. Now, remember what Miss X always says. We have a lot of long-time listeners to the show, and I love each and every one of them. They've been with me on the show since its inception. Since its inception in 2008, they've been on this show from the beginning. They've been listeners to this show. And they know that I've always said that scientists can only estimate, scientists, archaeologists, they can only estimate how old it is. But scientists weren't there, and they can estimate that these 2 skeletons are from the 8th century. You don't chew once your body is gone, but they thought so back in those days, apparently. And so to keep them from biting the burial shroud and spreading plague, apparently, a large rock was put in the mouth of humans so that they did not become zombies and rise up. How does that keep a zombie from rising? I don't know. But that's what they found in these 2 8th century skeletons of kind of old Ireland. You don't need translate unfeeling zombies. Vampire Zombie Agency. Oh, I need the rep for that to come on this show. Apparently there is a vampire zombie agency out there. Oh, my goodness me. We ran out of time. We can't get to exoplanets off this earth. You know, the aliens apparently now are on the exoplanets outside of our solar system, according to an article I saw. I still think stars and other planets have something to do when people become deceased. But, you know, another story, as I've told you before. We've talked about it before. Another story for another time. Until next time. Remember in the words of She Beast, I'll be back. And until then, happy sleep. Oh.